No sooner had the warm liquid mixed with the crumbs touched my palate than a shudder ran through me and I stopped, intent upon the extraordinary thing that was happening to me. An exquisite pleasure had invaded my senses. Something isolated, detached, with no suggestion of its origin. And at once, the vicissitudes of life had become indifferent to me, its disasters innocuous, its brevity illusory. This new sensation having had on me the effect which love has of filling me with a precious essence, or rather, this essence was not in me, it was me. Whence did it come? What did it mean? How could I seize and apprehend it? And suddenly, the memory revealed itself. The taste was that of a little piece of madeleine, which on Sunday mornings at Combray, because on those mornings I did not go out before Mass, when I went to say good morning to her in my bedroom, my Aunt Leonie used to give me, dipping it first in her own cup of tea or tisane. The sight of the little madeleine had recalled nothing to my mind before I tasted it, and all from my cup of tea.